average day but slightly buzzed. This spot down on Rivington had a 2-for-1. I figured what the hell, I've been working hard lately. I guess I might as well take this moment to escape free. It was midday, no women in my eyesight. Eyes glued to the TV, watching highlights, just unwinding. Playing low key, debating with the bartender, LeBron and Kobe. And then she walked like a spring breeze slowly. Oh geez, why do women like that approach me? Before I could finish the thought, she said, don't worry Larry, his drinks are on me. Hi, I'm Catalina, I'm very glad to meet ya. Your stage name is Premonition Live, yes I've seen ya. You're the quiet type, always plays the background. Couldn't really read your eyes with your Phillies cap down. But then you grabbed the mic and controlled the crowd. I grabbed a drink and turned around, and by the time you had bounced, I said, no way Catalina, you must be joking, right? I never seen a girl like you at an open mic. And I usually do a pretty damn good job of scanning all potential fans and women without the man. See, I must apologize, cause I probably jumped the gun. I work an early shift cause music doesn't bring in funds, but allow me to make it up. We could go for a soda pop or maybe even lunch. She started laughing and I said, that's right. Don't you know a sense of humor goes along with the passion? She told me when she heard me laugh, she hung on every line. The world should really hear me, it's a matter of time. Her favorite album was O-Matic, a tie for a close second was Common's Resurrection and a third De La record. I said, hold up, this isn't quite fair. I nodded your hip hop, that body, that hair. And as the daylight faded, the conversation bloomed. She started asking questions, how do you decorate your room? Damn, and I can see where this is headed. I guess I still got it, my libido was revving. I was buzzing off a Heineken 6 at number 7. Couldn't dream of a better romantic connection. I said, Catalina, I've been dead broke and fucked up. And on top of that, had a case of tough luck. But meeting you tonight just mega made my year. She leaned in closely and whispered in my ear, I don't normally do this, I have to be honest. But right now my body and my morals have a conflict. I said, that's fine, you do what feels right. This is only one time, there will be another night. She said she was impressed by the way that I suggested we wait in personally, she thought that Friday would be best. I said, that's perfect, I got a show right up the block. She said a microphone might not be the only thing you rock. Oh god, I think it's love at first sight. Cause I swear I didn't sleep a fucking wink that first night. So now I'm at work reading a paper half asleep, when all of a sudden something jumped out at me. It was a police log on section B3. There was a hit and run last night on Avenue C. I looked at the picture, although it couldn't be. The victim's Catalina Fisher, she was age 23.